the boombox. Fascinating.
What's the name of this show?
To the boombox.
What's your name?
Dialect. To the boombox.
What's your name?
The Black Knight. To the boombox.
What's your name?
Jeff Street.
To the boombox.
What's the name of this show?
To the boombox.
What's the name of this show?
To the boombox.
Fascinating.
To the boombox. Boombox.
With the stings in the game.
What's your name?
Consequence, I'm tight, burnt like flames.
And why's that?
American dream, they got this ghetto kid in the fiend.
Don't stress that, cause it's not in your bloodstream. Your whole being comes from greatness, you remember. Chason got you caught in the storms of December. And brothers on the block packing nines like September. Change the situation, check it. Block is all slender.
Yo, I be on the avenue where they be acting brand new. I'm flooding on these Reebok joints for shorty boo.
All of a sudden, I saw these two kids fronting. Talking out they joints, but they wasn't saying nothing. My hand was on my coolie, they was acting unruly.
Say word.
Yo, word up, yo, I was tight, caught up. But I swallowed my pride to let that nonsense ride. Because the positive, it seems that negative vibe.
Yeah, we was at the dice game, making these cats look silly. Slamming, steady running off at the willy.
I had my cash, fix my rent, loop with my play dough. I gotta see so late, so all my girls I blow. Took those shits in my palm, let them hit the flow. Kept my eyeballs open for them pigs, popo. I got to go on the app, see my parole by four. But I gotta steady freak these boys like JoJo.
And I was doing it till I met Ice Spike and Mike. One roll, they had my pocket searchier than Sprite.
Yo, I know the feeling. When you feeling like you're feeling, you be having good thoughts. But the evils be revealing, and the stresses of life can take you off the right path.
Yeah.
Jealousy and envy tends to infiltrate your staff. We gotta hold it there so we can move on past all adversities so we can get through fast.
I really know.
Low cash flow.
Your baby's on the way.
And you don't know who.
And Corsair niggas tryna
bust at you.
Ayo, they got me stressed out.
And you don't know what to do.
So frame this Kodak black. It ridges through my contacts with a poultry scrap. Workers get pistol smacked. The switch hitting Queens niggas liquid sore spitting. We're raw puppies. And now your first love is thrills. Your vision of the mills got crushed like hey lover. Try to rise to the top. You just couldn't recover. And all I want is my laceration of the pie. To get this whipped cream before the water runs dry. Niggas flash dancing, yo, I don't know why. Your chicken snitching, she got your cruising to the pokey like Smokey. The stuff you trying to 3 second, homie. Well, I be trying to get star status like Shinobi. So we can build a dynasty just like the Kobe. And all I want is the world to know my Steve. These money hungry niggas is 7:30. And got me stressed out like the frog MC.
I really know.
Gonna make it.
keeps his knuckles in orthodox? Who caught the props? Who styled the shit? Who's gonna rock? On to the break of dawn, you on the battle, pay the price, and mathematically precise. Smooth and plus nice, with the flow that's like a mailman or letter carrier. Rob O brings the ghetto area. Funk flavor through your neighborhood, state, town, and borough. Straight down, I don't fake, I'm quite thorough, not your average rapper.
Listen,
cause in a second, write some shit to blast your whack ass to Mecca. See, Rob's the most Mecca. Grab the microphone and yes, y'all. So school these dreads and stress these ball heads. The iron eyes in the house.
You don't stop.
We grab love them off and polarize. You don't stop. We let the funk slide and let God be our guide. Flowing from the burning worldwide.
It's the funk god, taking you worldwide to bust it. Flowing over beats cause it's a must, kid. Did I proceed to fix the hardcore in the mix? Check 1-2 with the flow that fits. I make the hits that soar to put the wreck in the roar. 94 in your local record store. It's Pete Rock and CL, the main ingredient. Now leave your wax down home cause you won't be needing it. I grab the mic and get wrecked for real. You hear me on the wax, kid, you see me on the steel. Can you feel the funk as I inject it? God protected, hold the mic, see I select it. To keep it crazy versatile, but still underground, packs the 4 pound, cause it's wild. In this place you'll find it hard to hide, soul brother and I'm going worldwide.
You'll debate this, you're still figuring. We'll perish the thought, there's none bigger in this act, son. Mecca's all out of track, you're whack, son. Yeah, your talent's a fraction while I'm nice. As Christ, there's two religions, so envision a messiah on a mission. The competition, I stop you wishing point blank cause you lost it. Your joints sank, your soft style's exhausted, and now it's mandatory. You stand before me amazed and awed, giving praise, you're the God. Rob Cypher's born, most Mecca supreme. A fly MC with the self-esteem. To keep it wholesome, and still I relax a bit. I played your shit out, now get out, cause my wig out has to hit. Steadily encouraging head bops, while you're scurrying to get props.
Yo, check out the rhyme buster, pulling niggas through the ringer. I'm not a singer, as I conduct with one finger. It's the orchestrator, the mutilator, master of Fantasia. Got mad flow from here to Asia, cause I'll amaze ya with the skills that I possess, not categorized with all the rest. So I suggest, if you're in the way, step aside, cause Pete Rock is coming worldwide.
Stern, firm, and young with a laid-back tongue. The aim is to succeed and achieve at 21. Just like Ringling Brothers, our days in astound. Captivate the mass cause the pros is profound. Do it for the strong, we do it for the meek. Booming in your Jeep, or your Honda, or your Beamer, or your Legend, or your Benz. The rave of the town to your foes and your friends. So push it along, trails we blaze. Don't deserve the gong, don't deserve the praise. The tranquility will make you unball your fist, for we put hip hop on a brand new twist. A brand new twist with a whole heap of mystic. So low key that you probably missed it, but yet it's so loud that it stands in the crowd. When the guy takes the beat, they bowed. So raise up, squire, adjust your attire. We have no time to wallow in the mire. If you're on a foreign path, then let me do the lead. Join in the essence of the cool I breed. The cool out to the music cause it makes you feel serene. With the birds and the bees and all those groovy things. Like getting stomach aches when you gotta go to work, or staring into space when you're feeling berserk. I don't really mind if it's over your head, cause the job of resurrectors is to wake up the dead. So pay attention, it's not hard to decipher. And after the horns you can check out the viper.
Them try to come sideways, but competition them must come straight way. Competition them try to come sideways, but competition them must come straight way. How's about that? It seems like it's my turn again. All through the years, my mic has been my best friend. I know some brothers wonder, can Piper really kick it? Some even wanna diss me, but why sweat it? I'm all into my music, cause that's how I make tapes. Try to make hits like it Capri makes tapes. Me sweat another. I do my own thing, strictly hardcore tracks, not a new jack swing. I grew up as a Christian, so to try I give thanks, collect my banks, listen to Shabaranks. I sing and chat, I do all of that. It's 1991 and I refuse to come back. I take off my hat to other crews that tend to rock, but the low end theory's here. It's time to wreck shop. I got tip and shot, so whom shall I fear? Stop, look, and listen, but please don't stare. Sit jet to the store and buy the LP on Drive RCA, cassettes and CDs, produced and arranged by the four-man crew. And oh shit, Skef Anselm, he gets props too. Make sure you have a system with some fat house speakers so the new shit can rock from Boston, Massapequa. Cause where I come from, quality is job one, and everybody up on it, you know we get the job done. So peace to that crew, and peace to this crew. Bring on the tour, we'll see you at a theater nearest you.
Hey yo, but wait, back it up, easy, back it up. Please let the abstract embellish on the cut, back and forth just like a cameo song. If you dig this joint, then please come dance along to the music, cause it's done just for the mind. Now I gotta scat and get mine, underline the jazz. The what? The jazz to move that ass, for the chop originates that feeling of pizzazz. It's a universal sound, bless the brothers on the ground. In the 1-6 below, you didn't have to go. Some say that I'm a eccentric cause I once had an orgy, and sometimes for breakfast I eat grits and porgies. If this is a stinker, then call me a skunk, I ask. Now check it out, all my peoples in Queens, you don't stop. Now all my peoples in Brooklyn, you don't stop. And all my peoples uptown, you don't stop. That includes the Bronx and Harlem, you don't stop. Now to that girl Rommel, you don't stop. I said because ladies first, you don't stop. And to the JBs, you don't stop. And De La Soul, you don't stop. And to my brand new BNs, you don't stop. And to my leaders of the new, you don't stop. And to my man, Lost Professor, you don't stop. Rock for the beat, you don't stop. Everybody in the place, you don't stop. You keep it on to the rhythm, you don't stop. And last not least, on the short shot, this is Zulu Nation.
Shall I say, think back 22 years ago to keep it on track. The birth of a child on the 8th of October. A toast, but my granddaddy came sober. Count all the fingers and the toes. Now I suppose you hope the little black boy grows. 18 years younger than my mama, but I really got beatings with the girl of drama. In single parenthood, there I stood. By the time she was 21, had another one. This one's a girl, let's name her Pam. Same father as the first, but you don't give a damn. Irresponsible, plain not thinking. Papa said chill, but the brother keep winking. Still he rolls down, you would tear out your hide on your side while the baby make a slide. But mama got wise to the game. The youngest of 5 kids, hun, here it is. After 10 years without no spouse, mama's getting married in the house. Listen, positive over negative, for the woman a master. Mother queen's rising the chapter. Deja vu, tell you what I'm gonna do when they reminisce over you, my God. Take back, I recall a man off the family tree. My right hand, Papa Doc, I see. Took me from a boy to a man, so I always had a father when my biological didn't bother. Taking care of this, so who am I to bicker? Not a bad ticker, but I'm clocking Pop's liver. But you can never say that as life is through. 5 kids at 21, believe he got a right to. Here we go while I check the scene with the Portuguese lover at the age of 14. The same age, front page, no fuss. But I bet you all you know they live longer than us. Never been seen now, that's where you're wrong. But give the man a taste and he's gone. Nodding off sleep to a jazz tune, I can hear his head banging on the wall in the next room. I get the pillow and hope I don't wake him. For this man to cuss, hear it all in verbatim. Telling me how to raise my boy unless he's taking over. I said, Pop, maybe when you're older. We laughed all night about the hookers at the party. My old man standing yelling, good God almighty. Use your condom, take sips of the brew. When they reminisce over you, for real.
For real, baby. Like that. We for real.
reminisce so you never forget this. The days are way back, so many bear witness the fitness. Take the first letter out of each word in this joint. Listen close as I prove my point. T to the R-O-Y, how did you and I meet in front of Big Lou's fighting in the street? But only you saw what took many time to see. I dedicate this to you for believing in me. Rain or shine, yes, in any weather. My grandma Pam holds the family together. My Uncle Doc's the greatest, better get the latest. If we're talking about a car, Uncle Sterling got the latest. I strive to be live because I got no choice and run my own business like my Aunt Joyce. So Pete Rock hit me, enough respect due when they reminisce over you. Listen.
Listen. Just listen to the funky songs as I rock on, and that word is born. I'm not playing. Everybody, just pull it. This song we dedicate to the one and only. Never be another. He was my brother. Trouble T-Roy. It's like that, y'all.
Yeah, what's up, people? Yo, check it. It's DJ Black Knight up in here, WBCR, Brooklyn College Radio. It's time for Return to Boombox Radio. Or if you've been listening for the first 15 minutes or 20 minutes, depending on how long you've been tuning in of the show, you know, you just heard the ill play set. So I just took it around the way with some Tribe and Pete Rock and CL Smooth. So to kick it off, I start off with the Tribe on their single from the fourth album, Beats, Rhymes, and Life, the song with my man Consequence, Stressed Out. I forget who does the hook. Yo, if anyone remembers that, my fault. Call in 718-951-4444. You know, you just call in any time during the show, except for when we're playing music. You know, that's not the good time. But moving on, the next song I played was from Pete Rock, CL Smooth. This wasn't really a single or anything, but I really liked the cut. And it was with the I&I crew, you know. We had them on the show a while ago. Well, not Robbo and Grap Lover, but the other two members, you know. So it was I&I and Pete Rock and CL Smooth on the cut. Basically, it was Worldwide. Then after that is... The next cut was back to Tropical Quest. The cut was pretty much off the second album, you know, the classic, The Low Wind Theory. Name the song, We Got the Jazz. And the final track, for all the heads out there who's just listening, you know, the classic Pete Rock CL Smooth track, you know, Troy. Yeah, sounds a little place and everything. It's actually dedicated to a homie I knew and everything out of the fam. And, you know, he kind of left early and everything, but, you know, that's just my salute to you. Keep doing your thing up in the skies and everything. Yeah, but we got an ill show for y'all today right about now. It's going to be really dope up in here, you know. We just getting set up right about now. You know, we got little, we got flashing lights in here for real. I'm about to get a seizure up in this place. Like, yo, is there a security guard around here? Can you guys, like, turn the alarms off or something like that? Because for real, there's no fire. So turn the damn lights off. Do your damn job. And let's get back to the show. But anyway, yeah, so to get back into a mix of things, you know. So basically, we got an ill show for y'all today. We got my man from around the BK way, Chris Casanova. And then also from the other, the BK side as well, who's also blessed the show, Out of Sight. And also two lovely girls from the AOK Collective, which is Fresh Daily, Picasso, Eighth One, Two Hungry Bros, Homeboy Sandman, and Natural, but also including them, we got Nola Darling coming down a little bit later. So it's going to be a real old show for everyone out there who's listening. So yeah, anyone who's tuned in right now, we hope you're going to enjoy the show. We hope you enjoyed the first set. And actually, I got to get my second play set ready or everything, unless my co-host wants to do a play set right now. I'll see if he can get ready in time for the before track goes out. But yeah, we got an ill show coming for y'all. So everyone out there, this is Brooklyn College Radio, WBCR 1090 AM. And the name of the show, Return to the Boombox Radio. Yeah. So just killing a little time and everything while my co-host is setting up. You know, it's actually a pretty sunny day out there. You know, it's just everyone's lamping. We having like a good time over here. You know, I actually took a walk down the station. It's pretty nice out. So all my New Yorkers, all my Brooklyn heads, you know, whatever, wherever you at. It's a nice day to go out and, you know, take a little walk or, you know, just have like, you know, sit outside and basically chill on your stoop or whatever it is you do, you know. So, yeah, you know, it's a real nice day, but enjoy it, you know, if you're not going to be indoors listening to us and everything. We hope you stay indoors, but, hey, I know some people got places to go, and, you know, you got to do whatever you can. But basically, we're going to get into set right about now. I think it's ready. So, yeah, Boombox Radio, WBCR, 1090 AM. We'll be back in a little bit with the main program.
Yo, V, bring the beat in. Yeah, that's all right. Oh, man. Yo, G.
Yo
Cool
up?
G. Yo, I'm doing this record. We got Big Daddy Kane over there. We all gonna do just one part because, you know, we came a long way. You know, from back in the Martin Luther King days, Malcolm X.
And hard to tell.
Now that we see Nelson Mandela's free, we're going to talk about this. We're going to talk about this racism. Stop that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
we're
going to
stop that. So, G, why don't you just do your rhyming part, and then I'll come on after you.
All right, check it out.
Here we go.
Yo, I'm trying hard to explore. I'm not sure what all the racial war for. It's making me more sore. I walk through a colorblind corridor, seeking for peace in the people I'm meeting. Black, white, and Puerto Rican men are greeting each other just like brothers. There's plenty and many of others you can't discover. Kids, fathers, and mothers, a melting pot. No one felt the got prejudice. Listen, I can never assist someone this. A landscape with a dark and a light handshake. Having fun without one being a fake snake. So let's form a rainbow over the mountain. And it's drained from the same water fountain. Let's make our Earth Day story of people that walk through the same territories. Color or creed is no need for a man to bleed. I believe we all breed the same seed. Unless it's diluted with something that intruded. Then I see your family tree was uprooted. So don't be foolish if you're Jewish or Hindu. The racial menu is the evil that men do. I was raised in a nation of Asian. Hate shouldn't separate Jamaican from Haitian. So if you're caving in your ears, I hope you hear me in. Siberians, no better than Nigerian. I bring a rattle to a battle that you send me in. I'm no villain, so why would I be killing Indians? My nationality's reality. And yo, a prejudiced man is of a devil mentality. These are words of a wise man, wisdom. Take a taste and erase the racism.
The ink is black, the page is white. Together we learn. That's why. Let's stop racism and let's unite. Yo, Kane, why don't you do your part and then let me do mine and we get out of here. Go ahead.
In the days of slavery, some got to run away and many got done away. Inferiority is what some men say, but that shit played out with Kunta Kinte. Then again in the streets of New York, I think of Yusef Hawkins and I see it still stalking. And when I think of areas like Benson Hearst, notice how I mention hers. We got to better this world of prejudice. People make peace and learn to live equal. Cause I don't look at myself as a coon or a mooly that would have to say massa. You better believe that I'm an Asiatic descendant and I know what's been amended and intended. So let's fulfill and get real and try to build a united nation. Eliminate segregation. I know there's different strokes for different folks, but I've also acknowledged what hatred provokes. So don't hate me or try to underrate me, cause I collect ends, drive a Benz and live greatly. And we can all live together in harmony, without thinking what color is harming me. If I'm a slave, I'm a slave to the rhythm, to E-R-A-S-E, the racism.
The ink is black, the page is white, together we learn how to read and write. Some people are black, there's people that's white. Let's stop racism and let's unite.
To the black and white, the red and the yellow, to all the nationalities, I like to say hello. And I hope they stop racism, and it's coming from our hearts. Me, Coogee Rap, Polo, Big Daddy Kane, Cool V, and of course the Diabolical and Biz Markie. I hope you stop racism. Peace.
Sort of strategy, hold my calls and get in touch with ESD. Give them the message, give them a red alert. Tell them I need them, tell them it's time to work. Tell them I'm home, thinking of my profits. Going out in the world to teach knowledge to the brothers and sisters that don't know about the mother, about the right way to go. Stop them from selling out. Teach them what pride is all about. Go out and tell them it's time to take a stand. YZ is working, thinking of a master plan. I'm thinking of a master plan. YZ is thinking of a master plan. I'm thinking of a master plan. Back again to explain what I expressed just a second ago. Cause you still don't know. At least you don't act like you do. And if you do, what am I gonna do with you? Here's my shoe, put your foot in it. But see what I'm seeing, black power in the realm and the government's disagreeing. They can't see it cause they're moving too fast and they can't last. Cause they just had a blast, not of the past but of cocaine. They keep shipping it, an addict takes a cigarette and keeps dipping it. Smoking, token, hey, I don't play that, I'm frowning. While Mr. Reagan kept clowning. Time for a change and I mean a revolution. Open your eyes, a black president solution. Right in your face, yo, when you still don't see it. Yo, that's the way it's gonna be. And I agree, before the bomb comes down, you gotta stand your ground and stop pulling your own kind down. You need to stop clowning. So I'ma raise my hand for power. YZ is thinking of a master plan. I'm thinking of a master plan. YZ is thinking of a master plan. I'm thinking of a master plan. I got a tool known as a 44 with a direct impact that can break down a door. Now why don't you think that I can break down the law? If the law's corrupt as the president I saw, you learn to trust them. I don't even know why I feel disgusted every time that I feel I lost a brother to the other man. He's lost in color. All the cocaine drug scam, a plan devised by the government to keep a brother down. So I'm shoving it up the ass that it came from. We're number one, so you better stay away from the sons of the father coming from original land of the mother. I'm thinking of a master plan. YZ is thinking of a master plan. I'm thinking of a master plan. Yo, 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 yo. Check this out. That false prophet over there better start thinking about his people instead of always thinking about himself. People, you better go outside and see what's going on in front of your own door. The government can't do anything that you can't do for yourself. They only go as far as you let them go. So think of a plan of your own and be free again. And if you don't, well, you're just a modern-day slave. And I would hate to see that for you, brothers and sisters. Peace. I'm out.
Thank you. I was told to never bite off more than I could chew. But then you better bite enough, for if you don't, my boy, you're blue. Now I wonder, can others see the sights that my eyes see? Or do they see and say they don't and blame it on society? The days I spent on earth come to over just 8,000. And as I live, I learn, because there's always someone mouthing, speaking on an issue. Praise you or they diss you. Long as I'm strong, the words fly by me like scar tissue. My people, from nigga to negro to man of color, killed my father and my brother so that you could rape my mother. Now you wonder, why is it through instinct you fear? Wouldn't dare me to stare. Going for self, you're out of here. Not to worry, to harm you, not intention of my creed, but to stop your greed and give me what I need. Opportunity for a life for me, and generations to come within tranquility. Now harmony is a total love of things for those who are inclined to better yet like the saint. But peace of mind, it is my right before this broke with ignite. Till I can catch a cab at the town at midnight. Till I can be myself and not be thought of as worse. Till I can buy a slice from Howard Beach to the hearse. Till I can get the play without fear of eject. And occupations which I seek I can have if I select. Now if I so select and reach out to make touch, how can you say that I ask for too much?
Don't speak to me of good times or grand that your life be. Don't tell me of the countries or the islands that you see. Don't tell me to keep trying, you know I won't agree. Double negative means positively black with envy.
As a player of the game, of the lifetime game I'm playing, I bet you're not and shake your head to what I'm saying. It's keeping me bent that those pigment or color skin could even begin to wander. Or is a ponder to let another bother. Listen, stay open, not dismissing. Lack of vision makes division, product no ambition. Wishes which you wish upon, your wish were more than wishes. If I wish not to record and study, not then I wash dishes. Wish while I wash, the water hot gets colder. Like I'm saying that, in fact, the dish get clean and I get older. Seemingly so, the dishes will grow to dishes all beyond me. Lost my wish and broke a dish, so now I'm wishy-washy. Understand foundation, create my own creation. If dumb and pump a gem, I then get no ovation, but only restriction. Bullpens and lots of friction. I've then washed a dish without pay. Boom in WA. Think I'm lying, black, I'm crying. Salted tear would turn to crystal. Crystals forming on my dishes, so I wash until dismissal. Wash until my prints are wrinkled, then they let me go. I know not where I'm going, so I know not where I go. My people give me money, but the money much too low for me to meet the match of present day, so I still need more dough. Conjure up a suit. I wish that it were cute. Borrow a token and a smoke, and I begin a wishless scope. Interview and application lead me on into frustration, and duration of my time is spent in lack of occupation. Time to go for what I know. I know not of a wish, but of soap and a towel and some water and a dish.
Don't speak to me of good times or grand that shall I be. Don't tell me of the countries over islands that you see. Don't tell me to keep trying, you know I won't agree. Double negative means positively black with envy.
But lay okay, cause you can get the play. I peep your style, your smile shone bright about a mile away. But anyway, another day in the land of shove, just living in the life of who? A black man on a green land with a blue skyline. Don't tell me I'm colorblind. I'm seeing system is hard to believe in. Underneath the underside, I'm underachieving. Bust my ass in school to be a certified fool. Now, intellect of curb is my only tool. But street game is so uncool. I took the SAT, and that's the sad-ass truth. I'm not gliding, but I'm striving, hanging on by a thread, and it's called surviving. Hang on, hang on, hang on, y'all. Walk the street and keep your head so tall. But time is short, no time is bought. You're only in the wrong if you get caught. So kick in doors, bang on walls, shouting whores.
But don't speak to me of good times or grand that your life be. Don't tell me of the countries over islands that you see. Don't tell me to keep trying, you know I won't agree. Double negative is positively black with envy.
Lean on me, lean on me.
Eastside got problems. Now it's time to see what we can do to solve them. Change for the better, letter. New rule being forced to school so we can get rid of all the bad apples in the bunch. Clean off the walls and cook better lunch. Put the students in class where they should be. To stop roaming the halls, and oh, could we please eliminate the drug situation? Stop smoking and get an education. Point blank, let's change the whole scenery. You need help? Well, hey, lean on me. Just lean on me. What do you do in a situation like this? Get tough or get dissed. The job is yours to play the boss and force the laws because the source is knowledge. Wanna go to college or wanna be garbage? It's up to you, so what you gonna do? I prefer to learn, cause this is for your own concern. You gotta earn however the world turns. So wake up and put some sense in your head. Don't be misled, use your brain instead. Cause a brother like me can't understand your plan. Yourself cheap like a soggy old pamper. Since I'm around, I'm destined and bound to resurrect and perfect the entire school around. The whole on to march, a class so large under Joe Clark.
I'm the Hendrick in charge.
Man with a master plan for discipline. Making changes no matter what we try. You may not understand what this means to me, but for your own good, just lean on me. Just for your own good. You may not understand what this means to me, but for your own good, just lean on me. Just lean on me. Just lean on me.
Mix. Special mix. Special mix.
Yeah, what's up, y'all? Yo, this is DJ Black Knight, Boombox Radio, WBCR 1090 AM. Yeah, we just went through another oldies but goodies, classic or, you know, retro style, whatever you want to call it, type set. So, yeah, let my man Dialect take over and let you hear the playlist.
Yeah, I started off the set. The first song I played was Erase the Racism by Kool G Rap featuring Biz Markie and Big Daddy Kane. Then I jumped into Thinking of a Master Plan by YZ. Then after that, I played Black with Envy, No Vision by Black Sheep. Then I closed out the set with Rap Summary, and that was that Big Daddy Kane song from the Lean on Me soundtrack.
Yeah, you know, that's a dope set right there, you know, the classic Big Daddy Kane and everything. I was feeling that, but yeah, I mean, I was running around a little bit so I didn't get the full feel, and damn, we already got a phone call. Let me check this. Yo, caller, you're on the air.
Hey, okay, it's your boy Jeff Strange. I'm on the way. The mad block parties are going on today, and buses are rerouted in the whole nine.
Wait. Where's this at? In Bushwick?
Yeah.
Damn.
You still in Bushwick right now?
No, I'm at Avenue H right now.
Oh, you waiting for the 6 bus?
Yeah.
Yeah, that sucks. But nah, man, we just in here chilling right now and everything. And you know, you could just come down here. We got everything set up. So when you get here, you know, we're good.
Okay.
So yeah, I just want to get my guests in the air and everything. So holler at me when you're here.
No doubt.
All right, man.
All
right. Peace.
Peace.
Yeah, that's our co-host, Jeff Strange, you know, part of the four-man crew, me, Dialect, Jeff Strange, and John Black, you know. But in the meantime, you know, showing about us today and everything, we got 2 guests in here. So I got you on the air, so why don't you all say what up?
Yeah, what up, what up, what up? How you doing, America? It's Hex the Great One.
Yo, it's your boy, Chris Casanova, Brooklyn. What up, man?
Yo, man, what's the deal?
Same shit, man. Yo, that Big Daddy Kane shit y'all knocking, man. Like, that going in over
there. Yeah,
that's
a good look right there. It's fire.
Not too long ago, I spoke to Big Daddy Kane or whatever. He real good with my fam or whatever. So we chopped it up. He a good dude, man.
Yeah. Kane's a real good dude. You know, I've seen a couple times. He's really, you know, easy approach, and he don't got that ego.
Yeah,
you know, most rappers be having.
Yeah. Gotta
so
stay home.
Man? What's going on?
Hey, man, we just in here, you know, Brooklyn College, you know, all day, every day. We just doing it, you know. I mean, why don't y'all, like, you know, kind of let the people out there who's listening know about y'all?
All right. Yeah, man, I'm just out here grinding. You gotta stay motivated and inspired in what you doing, because that's the only way you're gonna make it out here in these streets, man. But me, I'm just a real humble dude. I'm 18, still in school, still grinding. You know, I'm just out here for the people, voicing my opinion on the streets.
Yeah, yo.
Yeah.
I'm on my end, man. I'm working, you know what I mean? Grinding it up, you know what I mean? This music shit is gonna come first. And we gonna just lock it up, man. I got a few things lined up as far as shows, as far as mixtapes. Just trying to conquer the world, man, for real.
Hey, man, that's what you gotta be.
Yeah.
If you ain't on your grind, you ain't doing nothing.
Yeah,
nothing,
man.
At all.
Nah. Yeah,
ain't no reason for you to be alive if you ain't on your grind, right?
No doubt. Like, you know, you always gotta be living up to your potential every day.
Of course. Yeah.
Yeah, man. So, you know, we was just talking about Kane and everything. Like, is he one of your influences? And what's some other ones amongst that?
Of course. Like, Kane, you know what I mean? He got the swag for it. So, I mean, that's where, you know, you get a piece of your swag from Kane. I mean, it's always going to be like that.
Yeah.
Some of them is, of course, like Rakim. You got Slick Rick in there.
Yeah, Slick Rick.
Then, you know, you got the Jay-Z's, the Nas's.
Yeah,
I ride
with Nas all body.
Yeah,
like,
this boy.
He's real lyrical.
Yeah, man.
He's real lyrical. And he could switch his style up. He's versatile. Like, he could make a song about, like, the streets, then switch it up and make, you know, I Can, like, provide for the children. So,
yeah, I mean, definitely that's a well-rounded list of people, you know.
Of course. I mean, like, they leave an example for you, you know what I mean? Like, you want to stay in this game, you know what I mean? You don't want to come and just, I did my 1-2 and I'm out, you know what I mean? They show you exactly the blueprint, of what you want to do and what you want to be, you know?
Yeah, no. I mean, hell yeah, especially with Slick Rick, like, you know, the master storyteller. You got Rakim.
Oh, man.
The easy flower.
Yeah, man.
You know, they definitely left some blueprints, and, you know, and
definitely.
You know, I think it's really great that, like, we're getting really, especially, like, you know, because I'm only 21 and everything, you know, I think it's really great when we get, like, as the generation start to look back more and say, you know what, these cats got ill talents and everything, but we really got to go back and see what these cats were doing so we could really improve upon that.
Right. That make the perfect sense. Like, I mean, they set forth something, but you got to also make the mistakes that they made, you got to kind of correct in your way, you know what I mean?
Yeah, man. I mean, everyone's got to do their own thing,
of course.
You know, find their own way to, you know, being a superstar.
Yes.
Yeah.
And carry that whole image.
Yeah, man. So, like, you know, we in Brooklyn and everything right now. Like, what? Like, all day, every day. What's your stomping grounds? Like, where you be chilling at?
Yeah. We from the south side, man. Red Hook.
Yeah,
Brooklyn all day, man.
Both
Red Hook?
Yeah, isolated. It's a peninsula. One way in, one way out.
That's it.
We from the gutter, baby.
Yeah,
I mean, damn, Red Hook.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's crazy because, I mean, he's like across the street from me, you know what I mean? The way he see things is totally different than the way I see things, you know what I mean? We from the same hood, like the same people he knows, same people I know, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
So for us to like be able to come together, make great music, you know what I mean? And at the same time, like conquer different sides of it is amazing, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's the way you, like, because I grew up in Bed-Stuy and everything, and no one's style is different. So
right.
I expect no one else in any other part of Brooklyn, you know, be the same.
Of course.
Yeah.
You know, that's the great thing about Brooklyn. No one in Brooklyn is the same.
Of course. Yes. Right. Yeah.
You know, we really got like a whole pool, pool of artists, a pool of like intelligence. You got everything in Brooklyn.
Right.
Yeah, different.
Righties. Yeah, Brooklyn keep on taking it, right?
Yeah, all day, every day, yo.
Word.
Man, I rep the BK all day, every day.
Yeah, shout out to Brooklyn, man. Shout out to Red Hook, man.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, shouts to all parts. Shouts to Sty, Red Hook, yeah. Flatbush, all parts representing the studio today. Yeah,
throw it all in. Throw Manhattan, throw Bronx, right, right? Get everybody on our side.
Yeah, the whole tribe borrow.
Yeah, man.
You know we show love.
Yeah, man. You know, that's the way we got to represent. But, you know, just... like, I guess getting back to you and everything, just talk about y'all. Like, how did you guys really figure to yourself that, you know, I wanted to pick up the mic and start, like, you know, getting down?
Okay.
Well, I first started, like, back when I was young. And, like, I'm a 10-year vet. Like, I might be young, but, like, I started in the 90s, like, 98. I was spitting and scrapping. So, like, I just picked up the pen and I just started writing because I felt like my flow was unordinary from everybody else's, so I just kept grinding and grinding until my shit got better. So.
Alright. Yeah, and me, like, it was the same, like, you know what I mean, you be in school, I'm in math class, you know what I mean, really not paying attention.
In the back, right?
Yeah, right, going
in. The
there,
back,
like,
with that crumbled up loosely.
All that, like, writing it up or whatever, just trying to go in. Like, my family, like, they was really into it. My mom sang, my pops was, like, becoming rapper or whatever, and didn't quite cut it. So, I'm really carrying it on, you know what I mean? I took the interest on from them. But, yeah, like, that's exactly how it came across, you know what I mean? Like, we both pushed, and me and him linked up or whatever. And it just came, like, it's really something that we want to do.
It's all about working together and being inspired, man.
Yeah, man.
If it's your dream, you got to go get it.
That's it. When
any means necessary.
Nah, definitely. You got to have someone to, like, throw ideas at, give you that motivation, energy to do what you do.
Definitely.
Of course, man.
You know, definitely. So you two seeing as, like, a duo or whatever you call yourselves, you know, when you get down.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. Like, I'm the individual artist, and so is he. But, I mean, like, the friendship, that's what it is. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like,
yeah,
that brotherhood. So, I mean, good music comes out of both of us. You know what I mean?
Exactly. We might fight one day, then next day, like, what
cool,
up, man?
Yeah.
Back on the mat.
Yeah, man.
Nah, that's what's up. That's what's up. You know, that's keeping it real.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? If you don't fight, you know what I mean, you ain't, then you're not really getting where you gotta be. You know what I mean? You gotta argue, you know? So, I mean, that's where we at right now. We basically, like, coming up from the bottom and just trying to get ourselves on the map. Yeah, so.
Nah, at least y'all ain't fine. Like, yeah, me and T-Bow, you know, we be staying chilling all day and everything. You know, we get down like that, you know?
Yeah, man.
Nah, that's keeping it real, but.
Of course.
Yeah, man. I mean, what, you gonna say something?
Nah,
I was gonna say something.
Yo, what's up?
Yeah, so you, like, y'all two, y'all part of a crew, right? Like,
yeah.
It's a group that we actually in.
Okay.
Like, put ourselves in a label. It's Matrax.
Matrax.
It's gonna consist of Clyde and Harry Productions. They on the move right now. Like, they
coming up
on their side. So, and we doing it on our end. You know what I mean? Then we also got, like, our representative, our manager, Ken Fort. So,
Ken Fort.
All five of us make up Matrax. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what's up. Well, I mean, you know, I got to break things up a little bit, and I'm on my way for my man outside again here, so I'm going to just jump into, like, a little set of music. All and
right, let's get it, man.
You
let's
know,
get it, man.
When I come back and everything, I'm going to get some tracks of yours on the air as well.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, you can do that.
You know, I just got to finish up a little bit in here, so, yeah, check out, people. We got, you know, the crew in here. We got the guests.
Yeah.
You know, no one's going nowhere, right?
Yeah,
not at all. Yeah.
All right, cool. So, yeah, I'm going to just throw some music in the air for people out there, and we'll be back on in a little bit, you know, people. Also, if you want to call in, the number is 718-951-4444. I want to see those phone lines go off the hook, people. Today, we got
call
guests.
Call in.
Yeah, light it up. Make
checks
in the
man.
Building.
It's the great one. We in, man.
We're going to have guests in here for days, so you got to make those phone lines, you know, the lights light up and everything. You know, you got to make them go off the hook. Exactly. So you know what? We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
I'm so damn fly every time. With a mobster face, mobs don't steal, but they acting like I robbed the place. That's alright though, I'ma stay insightful. Get some jazz with my hip hop and keep it tight, bro. Got a tight flow, always do it right, yo. Right, I stay hood like slang, got a bang like a rifle. I got the hippest style, I'm the sickest child. You say you haven't had a good time in a while. I get your senses open, have your emotions running thick like the densest ocean. Slim build and I walk with a bop. I spit ill on my concert, it's hot. You get right when you walk in the spot. All night they be jocking a lot. Cause y'all, everywhere I go they be letting me know. And I'm so damn fly they be telling me why. Everywhere I go they be letting me know. And I'm so damn fly they be telling me why. I always stay crispy clean. I got style, finesse, plus a nifty lean. My words are therapy like that sticky green. I put in work like a pro when I hit the scene.
That's right.
I ain't got a floss now. My swagger comes across and my jazzy ways indicate that I'm a boss. My rap, my show, it's not an act, you know. It's longevity. I'ma be here after they go. Hey yo, this is legendary icon. It's not a myth. Watch me turn my mic on and spit. I put the jazz in the hip hop and kept it street. With that voice that be choice over epic beats. Cutting edge like Miles, yet I'm smooth like Satchel. The rebirth is slick, so cool and natural. And I'ma keep it fly like jets and copters. Step on stage and set the shit off proper. Everywhere I go, they be letting me know. And I'm so damn fly, they be telling me why. Everywhere I go, they be letting me know. And I'm so damn fly, they be telling me why. Everywhere I go, they be letting me know. And I'm so damn fly, they be telling me why. Everywhere I go, they be letting me know. And I'm so damn fly, they be telling me why.
Come to the realization, don't even matter no more, man. Why does it matter if I'm one of the best to ever do it? When the fact is that y'all never knew it. Let's get into it. When the mic's in my hand and my voice is going through it, man, the flow be like venomous fluid and I'ma spew it. It doesn't matter if I'm still on the grind, cause these young cats in the game and they stealing the shine. And I'm well known for killing the rhyme, but it don't matter cause I'm outside the club and I'm still on the line. It don't matter, I done put in all of them years, and I done shed blood, sweat, and all of them tears. Nobody cares about that veteran shit.
Nope.
And yeah, I really wish y'all would remember instead of forget, but it doesn't matter what I feel in my heart, cause them same silly songs gonna be still on the chart. It doesn't matter if they killing the art, it can change, but how many y'all really willing to start?
Yeah. Yo. What does it matter that I'll crush your swagger, roll your stones like Mick Jagger? You all talk a big bragger. What does it matter that the violence at an all-time high? You overlooking past the buck, how time flies. I'm in my prime with a hot hand. I build castles with bricks and not sand. It should matter, most of your songs are throwaways. Ignoring the problem, never made it go away. Edo cruising, you a stowaway. Put that backpack on and put that flow away. If I knew then what I knew today, I'ma keep that shit with me till I'm old and gray. It does matter when it's Edo and Ace. For the ghetto, we the face. From last to first place. When shots ring out, people scatter. But nobody cares, cause it really doesn't matter.
it doesn't matter that my hometown losing its touch, or that the music that we put out ain't moving as much. It doesn't matter what be up on the banner, cause I went to summer jam in New York and woke up in Atlanta. We used to set the pace, now we chase the rest. I recall when y'all fans would embrace the best. Before you analyze yourself, yeah, first take the test. Are you part of the problem? Yo, make a take a guess.
I'm a logo, a legend, a symbol, a star. It doesn't matter that these youngins don't know who we are. We don't care, and easily we don't scare. Stone cold stares with no fears. This is our year. Your name and your chain is frail. When you fail to train and you train to fail, we sell records, y'all shit's for sale. Everybody's a thug rapper, call him Mr. Jail.
With the purple lid to drop that smooth gangster shit, the classic material. What's love compared to fearing you? The biggest names in the game hearing you. Spit multi bars of fury, nothing else can cure me but a whole nother way to hustle. Surely thugs gotta eat it up. DJs beat it up, the kid put his feet up and watch it all eating up. The way they stay winning, major wardrobe spinning, but not in that order. First run my tough water, the bed, bath, and beyond, and come relax the dawn. I breathe hits no matter whose track I'm on. Them old days is gone, I'm here to make new ones, some new chemistry. New broads, new guns, right now, son, send it over, have them all bent over. Follow me, it's gonna happen just like I told you. The hating, bitching, untrustworthy, switch from the first pitch. The reason why you're not rich, and off the rip, wood handle, a rubber grip. We got them under the arm, or right on the hip. Give Jake the slip, improv half the script. Regardless, we got steady bank to flip. Aim, squeeze, and dip, and take it down south. But I'm a diehard New Yorker, we hit him in the mouth. No surprise, I'm that real. It's what I'm all about, when the man came to do what the expert down from exile, a high profile. Never liked my style, but let one or two moves stick. Now you on my dick. Separate the real from the counterfeit, cause I'm the last one to wanna be around that fake shit. This is Corey Penn up in the Maury Den. That money earning niggas from Mount Vernon's at it again. Here's a two-way send. We set the trend. The drama only brings out the best in them. But do I trust it? No. When it comes to that dough, more than half of these meatballs got to go. And I'm letting it flow, you're not letting it grow. See, y'all can take it where it never been before. So when I step in the door, no more dodging and running. Time to ante up, CL is coming. Now here's the issue, dudes wanna work for me and make it official. All I really need is my word and that pistol. Knife down and fist you, never could and dissed you. Beam, it won't miss you, highlights is loaded. Every little password is coded. Anything high tech, we toted. Women all spread out, across the bed, across the hall. And right around the hot tub, I lost them all. Lay low, they know all that is gravy. Not lackadaisy, love me, then pay me.
The wrong nigga to cross and the first nigga to jam with the AK Quattro CFD over microphone in hand. Damn, generation Uno dungeon fam. The lab is filled with potions of emotions out the ass. I laugh when you think that you have seen the last, but it's only the beginning, my nigga. Don't be so fast, man. Gas, I slow it down to a screeching halt. And beat the president, cause he don't think before he talk. Iraq got that, now he gunning for Iran. North Korea got that shit that make LA look like Japan. Island, nah, man, more like the Caribbean. Billy Ocean body Putin, take a voyage to Atlantis.
Yeah. Selling glass, lean blasted, machinery swing past. Next stop, Bowling Green, blink flash. Glow my air, the popo, they try to harass. My dough, chain cash, and I sit in my castle bent. You know the W, it come from dirty bass. Bird baths, let them stunt, we got burners with gas. Fly past, by NASA, caught up with the cash. Why blast, when you know we in your crib, bypass. I master, what? The treasure rug, getting whip acid. Red pipe and leather, slick, nasty, sassy. But at the same time, raspy. Plug me a thug, your mother eating plaster.
Styles will change, they say change is danger. Errors, as a king standing on the terrace, while his partner pointing up at the rightful man. Coward shooter, never know when your life will end. Then live like there ain't no motto, and if one come, then this the motto.
Now I put message in Bato. You go to the nearest beach and open your condo and walk to the place where the sea meets the land. Yeah, it's easier to run the street than walk in the sand. Hey, I'm talking, young man, as if chalk in my hand. I will take y'all to school. It's cool when the kids call me Sonny. The hood calls me Stacks. The bees call me Honey. Hollywood calls me back. Crack and I have a lot in common. We both come up in the 80s and we keep that bass pumping. That's a nigga. Tip comparison, embarrassing. Unfortunate that if you come up fortunate, the street consider you lame. Ha, I thought the name of the game was to have a better life. I guess it ain't. What a shame. I don't slang. Never slung, but I'm one with the slum that has a name well fitting. Plenty cheese getting. No wonder why they called it the trap. So watch your tail, and I'm not kidding. The rats and mice would give advice. They say you can paint and draw. Get out of here. Go show them that we're more than slang and raw. That's when I broke into my big Rube impression and I tried to enlighten, but that night I learned a lesson that the morals that you think you got go out the window when all the other kids are fresh and they got new Nintendo Wii's and your child is down on her knees praying hard up to God for a Whopper with cheese. Do you B, hit the street hard with a flare, or do you A, go to school for heating and air, dare make an honest living but make a crooked killing, or do a bit of both until you're holding on a million? Brilliant, you got one foot in, one foot out, you put your left foot back in and then you shake it all about. You do the hokey pokey till you turn your life around. That's what it's all about. 3,000 out.
Yeah, what's up, people? DJ Black Knight back here once again with the crew and the special guest.
Brooklyn, what up? Chris Casanova in the building.
Hicks the Gray One. How you doing?
Chilling, man. But everyone out there is chilling, too. You know, they just heard the ill play set, so we just let them know what they just played. I mean, what I just played. You know, I talk different, you know. But yeah, getting back into this, I start off with Guru on one of his earlier tracks he put out last year called Jazzy Ways. That went to Edel G and Master Ace on the Ace and N, which is supposed to be a collaboration they're going to be doing real soon. It's going to actually, you know, supposed to become an album. So I'm looking forward to, you know, that'd be really dope. Yeah, then after that was CL Smooth on Multi Bars of Fury. And the last track I just played was Big Boy and Andre featuring Raekwon on the Royal Flush.
Yeah, that shit was mean, man. Mean.
Nah, that was really dope when it came out.
Yeah.
You know, I had to kind of bring that back. Yeah.
Can y'all hear me at all in there?
Yeah.
You turn yourself up a little bit.
I don't be wanting to blow out the mics, you know.
Yeah, actually, that mic is a little bit different, so you're going to have to kind of twist it your way. I had to switch mics.
You said they're changing stuff. Okay, there you go.
See?
See, Black Knight be changing stuff up. You know, don't tell nobody. What up, y'all? It's your man, Jeff Strange.
What up, fam? What up, fam?
What's good, man? I hear y'all been called hipster hip-hop.
Nah, not us. We just real, we just music.
There you go, see? But I don't like pigeonholing nobody, because even like Kids in the Hall and Cool Kids and Retro Dude, they've been called as hipster hip-hop. I'm like, that's a corporate term, so they just trying to make money with that.
It's good music over here, man.
That's what's up, man. Yeah. We don't mess with, you know, if you ain't a real MC, you can't come on this show.
That sounds good to me. So, I mean, we here for a reason then, right?
That's what's up.
All right, man.
Yeah, man, you know, don't just be in the game for the sake of getting the title.
Of course.
Nah.
You know.
Never that.
Yeah.
You gotta love what you do.
Nah, because I was cracking up last week at Run's house. And, you know, the son, JoJo.
Man, we were just talking about this, man.
Yeah, because he seemed like he the only brainy one in the group, and the other two is stupid.
Yeah.
We went and asked him about, you know, go see Angela about getting on cover Word Up. And the first thing he kept saying was like, Angela, like, so what have you done? We got 5,000 hits on our MySpace.
Wow. Oh, man.
And that's all he could say.
Bad look.
Did you see the video that they have for it?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Trash.
He should have just did like maybe internship or something with it. With
yeah,
his
not, for real.
Not a video, man.
Be somebody's record boy or something.
Yeah, do some errands, get some coffee. But I mean,
yeah, because oh my god.
Yeah, his sister got a video too.
Oh, and she do?
Yeah.
What's she doing?
What, for the pastries?
Nah, she got like. Yeah. She got a rap video, yo.
Like, a rap video.
Yeah, she's
she got a
rhyming.
Rap video.
Wow.
think it's called like Center of Attention or something.
Wow. Yeah.
See, but that's Run's whole thing. Because you see, if you go to Run's page on MySpace, you don't see DMC nowhere.
You see?
Nowhere. They're not even talking. I don't know what happened.
It's a sad day in hip hop, right?
Nah. Yeah. I've seen DMC, you know, he pretty much has nothing to say.
Yeah, because when he did with his album, because his voice is messed up, you know, he can't, you know, come hard like he used to, so he opted to go a little bit more smoother rap. Mm-hmm. And Runner's looking at him like he a sucker or whatever, like, yo, you ain't supposed to do that, you're supposed to be DMC, blah, blah, blah.
I mean, nah, you're not supposed to let friendships end up like that in the first place, though. Like, yeah, man, you still be cool no matter what. Because, I mean, he can't help that. Like, you know what I mean? It's not like he said, you know what, I don't want to speak right today. You know what I mean?
So. Yeah, because, I mean, it seemed like since, you know, when Jay got killed, that's when everything just disillusioned.
Yeah.
You know, Run and Russell became the Simmons brothers.
Right.
And they you know, DMC's over there trying to find himself, find out he's Dominican after all these years.
Right, you saw that, right? That was that was pretty dope.
That's crazy, though. Yeah.
Wait, he is?
Yeah, he's Dominican.
He found it, like, I don't know, was his father or his mother? He found somebody and finds out he's Dominican.
Wow.
Yeah, because he found out a long time ago, you know, the kids used to tease him, oh, you don't look like your daddy, huh?
Right.
You know, good thing Maury wasn't out back then.
Right.
You are not.
Oh, man.
That show was hilarious.
You know, especially after you made that song when Run was beatboxing, all bad as my mama and Run's my pal.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I'm the hilarious one on the show.
See, going in.
Nah, that's Jeff the Strange One.
Yes, sir.
You know, he was the one who called in a few minutes before, so yeah.
Yeah.
You know, just had to let us know that you're going to be late as always.
Hey, man, I got my weekends off. I try to get as much sleep as I can. You know, I'm mad because I ran out of Cookie Crisps this morning.
Amen, right? So what happened, man?
And I went to the box, and I'm like, what number the prize left in the bench?
Friday move, right?
I was like, big oh, box. Damn! You never had two things that match. You know?
But you wasn't sleeping. You was watching cartoons.
No, I got up to see Batman, and they dissed me again this week with Chaotic. Another damn card cartoon like
Yu-Gi-Oh.
I'm like, dude, these kids even play cards. The reading scores is down. Nobody don't want to
play
cards.
No more, right?
Dude, kids is going straight for the PS3s and Xboxes, man.
Mind stimulating themselves, right? Yeah.
You know, the fat kids got Wii Fit, you know?
Oh, man.
And I'm like, oh, man. Then I looked at my wife's Cocoa Pebbles. She was like, uh-uh. Couldn't do that. So I had to make a jam sandwich, you know. Put two pieces of bread and jam together and go ahead with it.
Oh, we still do that, man.
Yeah,
that's
for real.
That's the poor man meal.
Yeah, we get peanut butter though, man. You got the jam, you lucky. You got the peanut butter side.
We still make.
Yeah, man. You heat up the bread, trying to make it like a real meal and get some milk. Yeah, man.
We still make syrup sandwiches.
Exactly.
Right?
There you go.
Syrup sandwiches.
Yeah, Brooklyn, we in the building, right?
That's right. Definitely, man.
From the bottom.
See, people across the world like, I do that too.
Right? They're saying what we want to say, right?
Wow, this is a real radio show.
Nah, even Beijing, the athletes are like, oh, that's real.
Oh, speaking of real radio, I dug up that, remember I tell you about Foxy Brown when she was on with Egypt and Ashy? Oh,
yep.
Man. Oh, man.
What happened here?
Okay, this was, you know, when Power 105 was the ish.
Okay.
You know, because I don't really like them no more because... Okay. Ed Lover be killing me with the shoe polish in his beard. I'm like, dog, we about the same age, dog. Come on.
Don't do it,
let
right?
it go. Let it go.
Don't either, do it.
Just be like me and shave it off, dog. Because, you know, you looking like Grady right now if you let that shoe polish wash out. But anyway. Egypt and Ashy Larry, Donnell Rawlings from Dave Chappelle was hosting. And Foxy Brown came in there, and she was talking like... She was just like, she really was the Brooklyn's Don Diva and all that.
Yeah,
and she was talking like she was just a rich kid from Beverly Hills or whatever. And, you know, she's like, I'm a very smart girl, very smart girl. I'm like, what are you talking about? You Inga Marchand from over there by Brooklyn Jewish Hospital.
Down the block, right?
You know, you still from around the way, right underneath the Franklin Avenue shuttle. You ain't nobody. And like she was...
You hear it in her voice, right? Like, I don't know who she thought she is or she thinks she is. Like, I'm this. I mean, I don't get it. Like, she had good music for who was writing for her, but...
she was really bugging. And the thing that killed me, I used to drive limos.
Okay.
And I drove her a couple times.
What?
Yeah.
And she was supposed to be doing something with Mr. Biggs, Ron Isley.
Okay.
Doing a fur line.
Okay.
Have y'all seen it?
Mm-hmm.
Not at all.
Okay, we know the end of that deal.
All right.
But he and she's on the show. This is before she went to jail, acting like she's just all that. And she was mad at Ashy because when she came in, they were talking about her ear operation as her ear is fine.
Oh, yeah.
And he did, hello! Oh, man. And it just set the tone for the rest of the show because I was hollering. And they cut that part out, of course.
Oh.
But the part I got is real funny. Because he was like trying to ask a question. And she was like, yeah, so Egypt, what? You know?
Yeah.
You know, he's like, tight. Yo. Yeah, and he was asking her like legitimate questions.
A question that people want to know, right? Yeah.
You know, like, why you beating up people in the nail shop? Like, you know, what's up with that?
What's going on? Yeah.
You know, like, do that to us. You know, go to the Dominican shop and do that. Because some Dominicans says, we'll kill you. You go to a regular black shop and they will kill you. You ain't doing that in the hood shop. You doing that in the, like, oh, well, how much you want? You want air polish? You want $8? Okay, $5. Okay, well, on a nail brush. Okay. No, don't hit me. I'll give you a tip. Give me a tip. But anyway.
You acting so bad right now.
Yeah. You know, you want me to play it now or wait till later?
Nah, just go ahead and throw it on.
Foxy Brown is joining us this morning in the studio. And she and I have agreed we're going to start over. Because honestly, I have no animosity towards you whatsoever. I'm actually... Wait, a supporter of yours, and I
think the press
paints a picture of artists, and we don't get to hear.
Right.
And mind you, before this, Egypt and Foxy already got into it, and the word "bitch, please" came out at the end of the thing, and they went, you know.
Thank you, so Egypt, I appreciate that. Why she keep on women that we were able to?
Am I not here? Am I not in this interview right now?
I'm glad as women we were able to converse about that.
So, in starting over, you got to know, because we talked about this on the phone before you came here, you got to know that there's so much swirling around about you right now. And using this as an opportunity to clarify.
There's, you know, magazines and all that. But this is the first forum I wanted to do. Remember, I'm on tour. I flew back. And I said, I just wanted to. You can't change everyone's perception. You can't change everyone's mind.
Oh, man.
But I think I read somewhere. I think it was Hillary Clinton's book. She said, when people write something negative about you, and you don't respond. Like, our thing and our belief was that we don't respond to just every
bitch, please.
We don't have time to sit there and do it.
But only to thing respond to every allegation,
but she definitely made it clear that if you don't respond, it becomes part of your history. And if it becomes part of your history, it becomes part of your legacy.
But what happens when you create? What happens when you create the same thing? So this is our chance. What happens when you create what people are writing about? What happens when you create? Maybe Egypt, can you ask the question since she didn't want to look at me or talk to me?
What do you want me to
ask her? What happens when you create these same things and people only want clarification? Egypt, did you ask Foxy that? Because she's not looking at me.
Isaac, you know, you got to admit, you know, the word from everywhere is that you're hard to work with. This is the word that everybody's getting. You're hard to work with. You have a bad attitude.
About you, and you're not nothing like what I've heard.
But this,
you're nothing like what I've heard.
Thank you.
You see that little insult?
Why would people...
Why would people say things? People are people. Why would...
She got a DJ in her head.
5% of people out of the whole world. The millions of fans that run to the store, the millions of lives that I touched, the 15 girlfriends that I have in a business that are all wealthy.
Bitch had one platinum album.
Smart. That love me to death. I don't care about what they're the jealous, negative girls who are mad that I ain't been out in 6 years and every time they see me, I'm in a different Bentley and a different bag and a different car.
See what I'm saying?
They're supposed to be mad. Wow. I'd be mad at me too. Hmm.
Do you think that perhaps it's an energy that you carry with you?
I came in the game at 15 years old, which probably with the exception of Randy, I don't think anybody would understand that. I remember you being on the radio in Philly. Actually, I think you were in Corrupt's video, my ex-fiance. That's the first time I remember seeing
y'all still
you
keep in touch,
video, right?
Wonder why he's an ex.
No, I wasn't in his video. Y'all keep in touch, though?
Yeah.
You were Corrupt? Y'all still cool?
It's funny. I'm friends with, more people than you would imagine. But
not with me.
There's an ear. How can I say it? Well, coming in at 15, 16 years old, I've always been a very smart girl, intelligent, very. Always speaking up for what I want.
Who told her to talk
always,
like that?
Always. And I think that's why I've been able to survive this long with no record. I think that's why when I embarked in a career 10 years ago, I made the conscious effort to build a global brand that supersedes music. Mm-hmm. So my relevancy is never just tied to an album release, whether it be they talking good or talking bad. They're
what makes you like without a record being out in 6 months?
I'm going. You have already said something really disrespectful.
What I
say
disrespectful?
I'm not going to address you. All right,
your Egypt. Questions. Could you ask this question?
Egypt, yeah,
what makes you? Yeah, what yeah. makes you without an album out in 6 months? Fans know, and I'm not knocking your skills. One of the top MCs out there.
Not 6 months.
What?
Baby.
6 years. What? For your listeners, what makes you relevant other than all these incidents with the law? And you can choose not to answer it all
Good
you
question.
Want, but I think that you need this forum just as much as we need a hot interview. But what makes you relevant now? She's not answering my question.
Oh, man.
I take everything he just said, and I turn to you, Foxy, and I ask you that question.
And if it's done respectfully, you definitely
get an
answer.
It was a good question that he asked.
It was.
You know, after 6 years, a lot of people fall off the mat. And people just don't care anymore.
Not after sex, after one or two. Some people.
Yeah. So right. why should people still want to buy a Foxy Brown
because
album?
Because they do. And that's they just, do? That's a blessing. But they do. I'm on the cover. I don't think you can just get on a cover of People magazine. The biggest.
Get the cover on the paper for smacking somebody.
The cover of People magazine. The cover of the Daily News and New York Post. If
should
you have
get on the cover
of
Daily News
as an artist who people care about, whether good or bad, like Naomi,
I'll choke homegirl at the gate.
I get on
the
cover. Oh, you too. People love her. America loves to see a great comeback, and every true, powerful celebrity woman is flawed.
She said, yep.
And I think people love to see people that are flawed.
I don't think you're disrespectful.
I am.
I think you're flawed.
When the last time you saw me beat up a nail salon person? Get her. I don't remember the last time.
That does get us back to that situation. In the press, they really made a circus out of whatever happened in the nail salon with you and Miss Kim. I don't even know her name. They made a circus out of it. And, you know, obviously it was brought to the courtrooms. They said you didn't show up in court several times, that they had to issue a bench warrant for your arrest. Now, that is the press's story. What is Foxy's story?
There was never an issue for my arrest.
What?
The showing up in court thing was one incident, and I was in Jamaica, which is my second home. And there was a hurricane. There was a hurricane, and the flights got canceled, and I got there as soon as I could. And I was there.
He backed the buck out.
I was there. I fought it. I fought the case, and that was that.
But in the nail salon, mm-hmm. with the woman that was supposed to do your manicure or whatever, it was said that you threw a phone at her.
Three
you,
girlfriends
you hit
in
her.
The salon.
What happened exactly?
I don't want to. I'm not going to get into exactly what happened, but there were
what are we going to get into? We
two
can't
other
get into anything.
Egypt
and I. Album dropping. Can you get into the album drop?
There were two.
I'm being
disrespectful. People don't want to do this show because
he stuck her. She got mad.
But I can kind of see why people wouldn't want to come up here.
Because
we don't have a problem with people wanting to come up here, though.
She had a preconceived notion before she even came up here. I don't attack people. I don't disrespect people. What I do is I invoke humor and some emotion. If you can't handle that, and if you think you can go to every radio station, just talk about what you want to talk about, and nobody can say what, and you can sow Egypt all you want. I'm asking you questions. You've been in court 3 or 4 times. You've been convicted of certain things. And now you can't talk about anything? And then
yeah,
you want to just direct
cool
anything to Egypt?
I'm going to keep my cool.
And I'm keeping
because
my cool.
Because this is what people want. They want me to explode.
No, they want you to explode.
That's what they want.
You already exploded.
That's what they want, and I'm not
they
exploding,
they want you to explode again?
I'm not exploding.
So you know what it is?
Don't let me have to quote a scripture on you, baby.
Do what?
Don't let me have to quote a scripture on you.
Quote a scripture. It doesn't have nothing to do with me. Quote a scripture. What? Okay. I'll do a poem.
Foxy, you know what? It's not that people want drama.
See,
it's that people
Egypt laughed, and that's what killed it right there for her.
To tell the truth.
See, now she's leaving.
I don't see.
Are you not interested in this interview anymore? Like, you're packing up your stuff. What's going on?
Let
are you leaving?
Go.
Okay. It's gonna be what it's gonna be.
She leaves.
You don't want to do the interview anymore. There's more than one host on the show. There's Egypt and Ashy here. He's asking questions that people want to know. And if you don't want to address them, that's
Ashy.
Fine. But we're forced then to believe what's in the press.
Or we just take the media and use it to our advantage when it's good for us.
There you go.
I just want to have a good interview. I cracked a little joke. So I don't think it was overly sensitive.
Egypt, bottom line is I told you when I called you what kind of interview I told you I wanted you to
have.
No, baby, I don't want you to lead the room. Foxy, you can lead the room.
Egypt,
thank you for joining the show.
Oh,
you
there
can
you
lead
go.
Egypt and Ashy, Power 105.1.
There you go, right? Hey.
Be gone, bitch! You can't come to no radio station demand what, you know, I mean, if you want a preset interview, you forward the sheet.
Yeah.
You know, say like, you know, I can't really can't talk until do the legal stands or whatever. You came in there just expecting the people to be like, oh, Foxy, we love it. Mwah, mwah, mwah. No.
That's not happening.
No. He asked you a simple question. In 6 years, you ain't had no album. How people gonna buy your album?
Why would they want it, right?
Like, because they do. Bitch, please.
What you think is anticipated or something?
Yeah, like, dude, you ain't on the most wanted list. Well, criminals all for records, so nobody ain't really checking for you like that. Have you made a porn flick? You know, line be around the corner. They want to see what's up. They want to see you, you know, catch one on your face.
Yeah, yeah, but yo, I mean, I just need to break up with music and everything.
I'm sorry.
Nah, it's all good. It's all good. This is what we do all the time. You know, we just talk about whatever. But yeah, I mean, yo, Chris, you got like anything on a CD or?
Oh yeah, we brought up some stuff.
Yes, sir.
Check that.
Yeah, you need to kick it this way and everything, you know, so I can actually
get it into it, right?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Exactly.
All right, that's cool.
Yeah, you know. Yep.
Yeah, <right? laughs>
yes, come me, over here.
You got me right? Come on.
Dean, why you playing? They're not funny. Send come over here and bring the teeny. I'm going to play the Munich.
Oh,
and then you drop the teeny. Why you drop the teeny?
We got,
is that out of
we
sight?
We got out this dike behind me.
It's out of sight.
Out this dike, please come in here.
Hey, out of sight, what's good, baby?
Oh, out of sight in the building? What up, man?
What up, man?
And I
what
got up, your EP up, in man? My bag
oh,
right
you.
Now.
What up, baby?
Get this microphone on, right
hold
here. Talk to the people.
Hold up.
No,
I got out of sight EP right here. I do listen to it every name.
Today is so out of sight.
I see, you know, somebody from a deaf society gonna come like, that's not funny. We're shutting you down.
That's it, right?
What's good outside?
For handicaps.
What up? How you been, man?
Chilling, man. You need to get that Radio New York if you haven't already.
What Ray?
Yeah, that's my new joint. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Matter of fact, I think it's right over here somewhere.
Yeah, I need you putting that one up. Yo, I see MySpace Music. Sed Hughes is a featured artist. Peace to Sed Hughes. That's my homie from VA repping. All right.
Oh, okay. Did you get it right this time? Or you still need some time?
You got that Chris Casanova?
Yes, sir.
What's good? What up? How you, man?
Chilling, man. What's good?
Everything
that's
good?
That's right. Returning
like
to the
boombox.
Right? We got real MCs in here, y'all. Real MCs.
Yeah, we did a show in Nitty Factory.
Yeah, tore it up, right?
That's what it is.
Yeah, man. Next stop the world.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
right.
You know, I love reunions and everything, but I got to get some music on this. So, what number do you want me to play in the CD?
You play number one. I think that's what.
Number one.
I'm not sure what number one is. I know
one.
It's me and Hicks, man.
Me, one, wait,
two,
is that name?
Three.
You got Street Life on that?
Yeah. You bring that, of course.
Yeah.
You can jump with that one first?
Yeah.
You throw that on there? I'm not sure what number
so
it is.
So, it's me and Hicks?
What number it is?
It's
me and Hicks?
No, I'm saying, like, that's both of us.
Yeah, that's both of us.
Right.
Yeah.
Yo, anybody want to call in 718-951-4444 and speak to these artists that's here? Out of sight, Chris Casanova.
Yeah, out of sight. Come on, blow up those phone lines. I know how you imprint
me. I'm saying, because I just saw you put your phone down there.
No. I was just hitting Seg congratulating him. But yeah, call in. E-Team, where you at?
For real.
Yeah. But save it for a few minutes. We'll be right back.
Return to the Boombox Radio.
Again, I missed the 2 a.m. She like to talk dirty, baby, I like it rough. She playing hard to get, I wanna bust her. I know a few things we could take a picture of. This here is cold loving, and you can't get enough. So holla at your boy, girl, got the problem solver. Cold sweats in your sleep, cause it will haunt you. Baby, you know I want you. I'm up front, H, cuddle up, then smash out. While I'm blowing your bag out, in the
bed of your dad's house. Drink two step and I pass out. Good workout, make you break a sweat or break your neck. Game check. Little mama, let me talk in your ear. Chain dangling, baby, a chandelier. Y'all delayed, I'm fly like Liz. I be pages, walk right there. Young H, I play by my rules. Hands up, handcuffs, just my dude. Ain't no you, do it just like who. Nigga, I'm the truth, because my stamina too much for amateurs. Camera check. Numero uno, who you know does it like this? Hey, should I bathe in the fly? Asian and eyes, waving the ride. She likes the adrenaline. Take a breath and drill again. She says she won't feel it in. Any good space, I'm feeling in. Yell out loud when she feel it in. Backstroke knocking out her wind. Fuck what you thought, yeah, that's me. H to the I, nigga, add that C. K to the S, girls is wet. Flow retarded, cut the check. Cut the lights, make it right. What you like, swinging pipe. I guess I'm back again. I'm Mr. 2 a.m. She says she like it raw,
like it raw.
Legs up,
handcuffs.
She says she
like it raw,
legs up,
them handcuffs.
I'm back again. I'm
she says she like it
raw,
legs up,
handcuffs.
She says she
like it raw,
legs up,
them handcuffs.
I'm back again.
That's what Hicks about. So stop fronting, baby. I'm pulling knots out. Leave them in dash out. You on the wrong side. I don't drive. Steering wheels on the wrong side. I'm Mr. 2 a.m. back again. Buckle for this ride. I gives a fuck about who you love, but let me hit right. Temperature rising, garages. Lead me to great menages. Massages in private places. Face it, they know they want it. She licks her lips just to taunt a nigga. I jumps up on it. Go hard enough, fourth quarter. Your back is out of order. Check my attributes, I tributes. Bits of pain, make it rain. Talk about her husband, pipe game, probably never again. I got the recipe, mess with me, hurt your borderline. Stroke working more than fine. Daddy love you long time. They never break the pipe, but let's bet that I make them leak. My specialty is after hours underneath them sheets. She says she
like it raw,
legs up,
handcuffs.
She says she
like it raw,
legs up,
them handcuffs.
I'm back again. I'm
yeah. She says she
like it
raw,
legs up,
handcuffs.
She says she
like it raw,
legs up,
them handcuffs.
I'm back again.
We back on.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man.
Return to the Boombox Radio. We are back.
Yeah, yeah.
What up?
Just chilling. You know, I got outside in here. You know, you guys already had your little, get-together party.
Right? Outside coming down to shut us off.
Nah.
It came in like the FCC in there. Said no.
Yeah, we all good. We all good.
Yeah.
So you want to just, you know, tell people what we just played once again?
Yeah, that was Mr. 2 a.m. Yeah, it's something smooth for the ladies, you know. Hicks the Gray One.
Yeah.
Beat done by Clyde Harry.
Clyde Harry on the beat.
Had to throw that in there.
Clyde Harry Productions.
That's a dope name.
You know.
Yeah, that's what's up. So, just get outside into the fall and everything. You know, wait a minute. Well, you was back in here in November.
I was.
Yeah, wow. That was like a long time before your album dropped.
It was. It was actually just 2 months after the EP had dropped in September. I dropped Radio New York in June, actually, so it was way before.
Yeah, I remember that night you dropped it. I was up in here with you, Howley.
Whole crew. Yeah, that was a good time. The night I dropped Radio New York.
Yep.
Yeah, you came through later, right? Yeah, peace to Holly, by the way. D, what up? Because we said so, radio.
Yeah. But this is Boombox Radio, so.
Yeah, just giving love.
CJ, stepping on my toes, man.
It ain't like that. Oh, you guys in competition like that? I see y'all getting a little tight.
Nah, there's no. Well,
it's all love, right?
Yeah, it's all love.
Tell me. Air it out.
It's all love. What?
You laughing over there. Somebody tell me something.
What? Is there something I don't know about Jeff?
No, it ain't like that at all. I just like the way you did it. No, but it's boombox, though.
I know, right?
You can't. You're going to know that it's boombox. I don't care who your fans
way,
are.
Just let me know.
Nah. I enjoy competition because competition is none.
Ooh.
Wow. See, that wasn't me. That was that man.
That's all I
know. Everyone knows who I am. What? You think something going to happen to me?
Nah. I'm going to leave that one alone.
We all good.
Nah, I like to push the limits, but anyway, yo, outside, like, whatever. How's the new album doing?
The new album has been doing phenomenal, actually. Just getting a lot of love. Got a chance to be a MySpace featured artist a couple of weeks ago.
That's congrats. Cool.
That's cool.
And, you know, just been all over. You can do a lot of internet stuff and pushed over. You know, I got over 10,000 downloads or something, some crazy number. In 2 months, we've been selling copies. Amazingly, people have been supportive enough, even though you can download them for free to buy it. So peace to people buying it. We had 300 sold. That's 300, not 300,000.
That's good.
Put
money in your pocket.
Yeah, I got some good reviews, you know. Giant Mag, OK Player, all gave it really solid reviews. I got an 88 on OK Player. That's pretty good.
Yeah, I saw OK Player one.
Yeah, so peace to everybody who's just been supporting the music. It's been going a long way, and I'm glad because I think it's pretty strong.
Yep.
That's what's up.
Cheer.
Yeah.
See, real artists make their own money. They ain't got to wait for no label budget to do nothing.
Nah, I'm not waiting on any label because it's all hogwash. You know, it's all just
independent hip hop.
Yes, yeah, it's just real love over here. You know what I mean? You could be independent whatever genre you are. Just at this point, there's just so much nonsense being talked within the industry and nothing's being done. It's kind of like in a slumping time, I guess. But like, yo, but it's at a great time for independent artists because like you could do everything yourself now. You know, you have the means to do it without a budget. So
yeah, you don't need no damn label.
Not
at all.
You really don't.
You don't need the advance. You don't need whatever studio they're going to offer you. You can make it happen on your own now.
It's BS. For real, kids. You can do it yourself. Just work hard. Stay patient. Stay persistent.
Exactly. Kids, if you work hard, you could grow up to be just like me.
You could do anything.
Exactly.
Put
if, your mind to it. If the mayor can smoke crack and still be in office, damn it, you can sell an album.
You talk about the mayor in D.C.?
Yep.
What was that? Marion Barry?
Yeah. Smoke crack, got sent to jail, came
a
back to office.
Random reference, but yeah. Very true. Very true.
I'm saying, but that's America, though.
That is, right.
Because you know, there's a market for anybody out there. You can do what you feel. If you feel, you know, right from the heart. That's why we don't have any artists here that you know, got that Hollywood glamour and glitz coming in. Look, I felt like talking about this. This is what my album's about.
Yeah,
bam.
Exactly.
And somebody's going to love you.
I mean, we've gotten a really warm reception from fans, and we're just building it, you know what I'm saying, across the world, across the country. And, you know, it's just been a really good thing. So peace to everybody who's been hitting me up. Peace to people who have been supporting. The E-Team, everybody, man. It's just been...
Keep supporting.
It's been overwhelming. It's been great.
Yeah. So to get some, like, Chris, you know, cross the room type conversation going on.
Yeah,
how
yeah.
do y'all two, Chris, and outside, how y'all two know each other?
Sputnik, right?
Yeah. I think, like, the first time we actually, like, caught up with each other was at Sputnik. I seen him perform. He was, like, crazy, going all over the place, you know what I mean? So, like, now, like, for me, like, come up, you know what I mean? Like, he's, like, one of the references. Like, you see exactly, like, how he controls the crowd or whatever. So, I mean, in a way, like, you look up to him, you know what I mean? He's a good dude, you know what I mean? Real good character, you know what I mean? He carries himself well in the street. At least I haven't seen him beating up any old ladies lately.
No. Just that one time.
But, yeah, he's a good dude. So, I mean, that's how I got to know him.
Yeah, Chris is on the come up. I haven't seen him in a while. He killed that Nitty Factory show, man.
Yo, thanks a lot, man.
For real. Let me know when that project's coming around. I need to get on that.
Yeah, man. We actually got Secret Society. All We Ask Is Trust one coming up. You know, we dealing. I'm hitting up Print. Actually, he's gonna do a song with me.
Okay.
And, shout
to
Print.
Shout
to Print. I called him this morning.
Oh yeah.
Check this out. We got a phone call, people. Yo, who's the lucky caller?
His name is Shallon from Long Island.
Hey, Shallon.
Hey.
What's going on?
Nothing much. What's going on with you?
Chilling.
Yeah.
Shallon is the prez of my E-Team. Yeah, what up, Shallon?
Nothing much. You know, I told y'all I was going to call.
You got some crazy feedback going on your phone. Lower your radio behind you.
I'm not even in it.
I'm not what?
Now I'm going to call you back.
All right, cool.
Wait a minute. I got to check my minutes.
And there we go. The first call.
What have you unleashed upon us?
I don't even know. Nah, you know, just really cool people, really cool fans who've been just more than supportive.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's going back to Sputnik, that's like a crazy spot.
Yeah, I am dying to go. I haven't gone yet.
We've all came
up. You haven't been there?
Yeah. Nah.
A lot of artists.
I don't even know where the hell, I don't know where the hell it is.
What?
Where? It's on Taffy Street, I think,
yeah,
right?
Taffy Place.
Yeah. Taffy off the couch.
Yeah, right near Pratt.
LG.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, that place is really tame now.
Yeah, right. Kane and Mr. C don't live there no more, so.
Yeah, you know, you can actually walk across there and not feel afraid.
You know, that's gentrification, man. That's another conversation we ain't going to get in.
We can't have that conversation right now.
Yeah, some real estate agent calling, like, it's good for your neighborhood. Oh, Jesus Christ, go somewhere.
Well, buy your house.
You don't like a Starbucks on every block?
Oh, hell no. That coffee is nasty.
Hell yeah.
I'm sorry.
Nah.
I mean, the caramel macchiato,
I never had.
I had one, and I was up for 3 days. I mean, you know, that's after, you know, night, you know, I ain't gonna say what I was doing. But.
Right. So was it the mochiata that kept you awake?
Yeah, damn sure it was, man.
All right, cool.
Nah, make you want to slap your mama.
Ho!
But otherwise, that coffee sucks.
Yeah. But still, peace to Sputnik. Great venue.
Yeah, you know, they'd be having everyone there from like Primo to, Large Professor to Out of Sight, Chris Casanova.
Right. Yeah.
You know, you go in there any night and find someone dope rock in there.
True.
Real MCs, man.
Yeah, not even that. They had a few singers up there, too. You know,
everybody. Word?
Yeah, singers, comedians.
All that.
Everything.
All that.
Everything. Yeah. No, I'm telling you, you go in there any night and just find something going on. You know, you actually got to try out the burgers. They're really good.
Really, really good. Really good.
Sputnik Burger.
Euripides. That's Euripides behind cooking those burgers. Good dude right there.
See, that's what I like about that spot. The grill stays open until closing time.
Supposed to.
Yeah, the burgers are really good, too.
Sure, because after all that drinking, you know you got to need something to soak that up.
Yeah, exactly.
This 5 going to be right outside. All right, young man, come over here. What? Oh, you had a Sputnik burger? Are they still open? I'm going on patrol in a minute. Yo, go back in there and get me a Sputnik burger. I'll rip up this ticket right now.
Yeah, but I gotta break up once again. You know, I gotta keep on, you know, chopping at the conversations. But yeah, can I get a track from Out of Sight or not? You know, Casanova.
Track 2, Street Life.
Yeah, Street Life.
Here we go, number 2. I got Reach Across. my headphone hit.
There we go.
Yes.
You spiked the thing over here, man.
Look, man, I can fix that later.
All right.
But, so I got track 2. That's Street Life?
Yeah, Street Life. Yeah. Featuring Hicks. Yeah. Hicks is the great one.
Yeah. So, phone calls, we'll just have to wait a moment. You know, we'll be right back.
But definitely call.
But, yeah, definitely call. Don't be scared. Because, you know, that's not cool, but we'll be right back, people. Just stay right there.
Return to the Boombox Radio.
A young dawn is born on Brooklyn. Where the crooks roam and catch they chooks on. Look on. Hustlers getting they cook on. It gets warm, baby moms throw the cook out. Everybody's pushing who's to look out. Haters and sour D's is making them niggas drift off. Lit clips of piff is burning they lips off. Minds get lost and they top seem to twist off. No money, so you know them niggas is pissed off. No job, so they gotta get them bricks off. White beaters outside with they white beaters. Former dimes get white line and scarred features. Stuck ups get buck up for nice sneakers. Dumb fucks get stuck up for nice sneakers. beats. Gotta weep when them slugs bleed. Trey P. OGs always make them fiends OD. Hitting dope easy off them OZ. You know them wild boys up the block, yeah, they go deep. Young bulls pulling robberies at 16. Pop, whoever seen, get the cream, flee the scene. It's the street life, nigga, the fiend pipes. Don't eat right. There's light on the other end, but I seem to differ. Footsteps over crack valves, dope boys apply they fixes. They hit, they leanin', twitching. Hope no, they needin' visits. I mean, I seen it kicking. Shots and high for new visits. Gotta stay on your pivot. Loud mouth be the first to get it. Up late with a pack to finish. Got a bubble, show them business. Fiends in the hallways itching. If not street life, then what is it? Too late to cry, river. Watch it, cause they'll get ya. Kitty cat or piggyback, I pepper behind your zipper. Got a scoop on who's home snitching. Crackhead with a newborn infant. Cops come, put a move on, dip them. Look out, broke out, he's tripping. This is the life we living. In an awkward position, not even a pot of pissing. So pay attention, listen. Bright lights in front of the bodega. Street life flavor, think we need a savior.
It's the street life, nigga, the fiend pipes. Don't eat right.
Just as for looking, you get your life took it.
It's the street life.
Saturday shots let off. Dark clouds from the exhaust. Daddy's bed off. Holding the side. Duke holding the side. A job well done. My mother's son is lost. Son said I got a beatbox. They peeps watch. Skeets on their knees to please and ease cock. Hunger stops. It's the 15th of the month. Bumps plump and junk. Hands over lit dumps. Needles on the verdict. Inserted into their veins. The Lord's red eyes. He cries on my pain. A cane in the cane. They strain to maintain. The strong survive. How strong am I? 4-5 on the side. Hide the true villain. A brother leaves home. His sister's one million. Hands pushed together. Head headed to the ceiling. Praying that a woke doesn't end up in the killing.
It's the street life. The street lights. Nigga, the fiend pipes. Don't eat right.
Your life took it.
It's the street life. The street lights. Nigga, the clean pipes. Don't eat right. Don't breathe. They come and nigga freeze.
Oh, man. Yeah, yeah. Jeff, get back in your room right now.
You ain't say nothing.
You stand over there.
Street life.
Yeah, yeah. Yo, Chris Casanova, my man Hicks on there. Glad to have you on the beat. I think we took that out, right? We went in, man.
A-Track's music.
That track was crazy.
Yeah, man. So.
Yeah, caller, if you can. Okay, here we go.
Uh-huh.
Caller, you're on the air.
Yeah, what up?
Yeah, what up?
Yeah, I got a caller, too. Drop.
Yeah, what up?
This is Melissa from North Carolina.
Hey, Melissa.
North Cackalack in the house.
Yeah.
What's up?
Not much. Just wanted to call in and show some love to OU.
Oh, wow.
You get all the ladies, man.
Hey, Melissa, what up?
Nothing much. Yeah, how you doing?
I'm doing very well. This is another one of my crazy-ass cool E-team. They just formed. They're real heavy on the internet streets right now.
That's what's up, though.
Representing.
Melissa, I got to send you all that stuff, though, for real. I'm sorry I've been slacking.
No, it's cool, man. I understand.
Yeah, thank you very much. As always, for your support.
She gonna beat you up when you get down there.
Yeah. Always,
oh, see. She said, yeah, it's on when you get down there.
No, I have to form like Voltron.
See.
Yeah, but, but is there anything else you want to say while you're on the air?
No, I just want to help plug the album, you know?
You ain't even say what the album was. Yeah.
What's your favorite song on the album, Melissa? I never asked you.
Well, actually, I have a few. Camera Action, Another Late Night, Radio.
Ah, very nice. No doubt. Well, thank you very much, as always, for your support.
Of course, you're welcome.
Gia.
Yeah.
I got great fans.
Did you just wake up, girl?
I got great fans. People are shy.
Oh, like she just woke up?
See, people are shy.
You know, I just want to give them. You know, I just want to thank, you know, out of sight, but, you know.
Be nice, be nice.
Don't pick on the callers, Jeff.
Don't pick on the callers.
Yes, you do.
No, that girl last week was different.
But get back to this one. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but thanks for calling in, and you know, you know, we know you don't want to stay in the air, so enjoy your day and keep supporting.
Always.
All right, yep. Melissa.
Goodbye.
I got some really cool fans.
Yeah, she's cool. She just need a coffee.
Yeah, I think they're shy. They don't usually. I don't usually speak to them.
We should.
We're MySpace, so everybody speaks through MySpace. And you know they call and support. Yeah,
but that's cool though.
Maybe you should hook up a drink, Jeff.
Huh?
One of those you know, super mojito type things.
Oh man, no, that's alright.
Not everybody's built for the radio.
No, they ain't.
You know? Nah, that's
true. Thank you for calling in.
You know, thank you,
Shalyn, Melissa. Thank you guys very much. As always.
Thank you for calling into the boombox.
Yeah.
Speaking of banging joints, yo, Chris.
What's up, man?
That was hot.
Yo, thank you.
That track was crazy.
You make me want to break some furniture.
Yeah, you know, it's like the headbang type joint.
That's cool, man.
Yeah, man, definitely.
For the streets, I mean, for everybody, but it's going in, man. Yeah, we shooting a video to that joint in September or whatever. Okay. Shout out to Secret Society. They're going to be throwing me some clothes. I can rock for that, you know.
That's what's up.
So we see what's going on.
When you do that, let me know because I can always get the cameo on.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, we definitely do that.
Hey, yo, Secret Society got two X's.
Yeah, they got that. Man, so yeah, thanks a lot for that, though.
No doubt, no doubt. But to any of our callers out there, you know, if you just want to say what's up, or you know, just say,
exactly.
You know, be part of Outside Street Team, you know, you call it 718-951-4444. So, Colin,
that's right. Real MCs is in the house, man. Come show your love for these real artists that do it themselves.
Yeah,
independent hip hop is back.
Yeah.
All these major labels are sick and they mad. They're like, oh, we're not making sales and this and that. I'm not spending $15 for two songs. I'm going to, you know, at least give me five.
Something to work with, right?
You know, something I can say, okay, at least you can get a program going on it. Okay.
And here we go again. Okay. Caller, you are on the air.
Yo, what up?
Yo, what up?
Chilling. What's good, OU?
Yo, what up, Dre Bizzle?
Yeah, we're like this. Who the hell is this?
What up?
Just sitting listening to some good music and shit. I like that cat, Chris.
Yeah, that's what's
good looking, man.
when we gonna hear some Out of Sight?
You know, we got an hour to go, so we got time for him.
You know, he ain't give us the $20 yet either.
Yo, come on, Outside, you gotta hit us up with that payola.
I gave him mine at the door. You see that, right?
I brought some sandwiches.
Oh, see, okay, now yeah, play his joint right now. You got sandwiches, play his joint right now.
Sandwiches.
Cut the call
no,
off.
No, I need a gift back, damn it.
Oh man.
See, he brought some sandwiches, what? Cut that call off right now.
Nah, what's good? What's good?
Chilling, man. This is my homie Dre Barn representing Daily Grind Music. We got everybody calling in today.
Okay, he's on.
My mom is next online. She online
yo,
four.
Can I say something real quick on some serious shit?
Yeah.
Yo, OU, man. This cat is a serious worker, for real. I just want people to know, as an artist, you work hard. You don't even just talk about, you know what I mean, what he's doing, but he's really doing it. You know what I mean? A lot of artists just come up and they're just talking, but he's actually doing it. So I just want to get some respect, you know what I mean?
No doubt.
Yeah.
And let everybody know, you know what I mean, that you can't definitely do it yourself, for real, because this is showing proof that he's definitely come a long way in a year, just working hard and just always getting at it, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Where are you calling from, man?
Oh, I'm in Jersey right now.
Chilling.
Okay.
Jersey.
Dirty Jersey,
Jersey,
man.
Dirty.
Ain't no joke when you say dirty.
That's
right. It's chilling, bro. And I also want to thank E.T. too. I sound like y'all making fun of them, but.
Nah.
Them girls really support us, so you can't even hate on stuff like that. I mean.
Yeah.
Oh no, no, we just no, you know, hate here, man. We all friends in here, so you know we have some just some good old fun. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely. Yeah. I just want to show love to them because they definitely put it down and always support the movement and the whole team. And you definitely got to respect stuff like that because you don't have a lot of people out there willing to do that for artists. You know what I mean?
Very true. Nah, peace to the whole E team, all the people who didn't call as well. It's really, they're all
definitely. We definitely appreciate the support and everything. And definitely appreciate artists that's working and actually trying to get the music out. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's very true, man.
Hey, good
that's all I gotta say.
Yeah, Dre.
Okay. Yeah.
Get him.
All right.
Dre Bizzle from Dirty Jurors. Thank you for calling in, man.
Keep doing your thing. Peace. Yeah, but that's the Dirty Dre from the Dirty J. Know what I'm saying? But so yeah,
you gonna call back talking about you insulting my team, man.
Nah, yo, your team's like, what you gonna call it? Like, what is it? Like, you know, this, Transformers, you know, they just go to all corners of the earth
and
all
that.
That's
what's up, man. Shoot.
Know what I'm saying?
We ought to get out there and do it.
Yeah, man. What can we get a team like that, Jeff?
I don't know. You got $20?
No, but I got...
Nah, but yeah, we can always do that.
No, I guess we need to ask outside for pointers.
Yeah, I mean, well, we got Fly Girl from... Where's she from? Arizona?
Yeah.
You know, a couple... what's his name? Brother named George and Callie. King James is definitely gonna look out.
No doubt. But I know obviously I got a little secret, yo. Is it like the hair or something? Because I see you got like a little bit up there you think with the
It's not the hair. Nah, it's just hard work, really. You you have a good product and you stay humble and you stay on your grind and people will fall, you know, come with you, ride with you, you know what I mean?
Church.
That's there you go. It is, man.
No doubt, definitely.
Sound like a drug dealer's formula.
Right?
That's you got a good product, like, you know?
Oh, you selling cocaine? Right?
Those days are over.
Exactly.
Got the good product. It will come back.
Exactly. Hey.
Leave that Hawaiian
many times,
stuff
the dope, the rap game like the dope game, they say, it right? Is.
Mm-hmm. The OU name is gone, but you still got a different alias in the underworld.
Uh-oh. Don't tell him.
Well, you didn't think I'd find out?
Nah, man.
Yeah, so yo, people, y'all need to call in for these real artists up in here. 718-951-4444.
Well, maybe before we get into her, you know, OU support, we should get some OU in the air.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
You know,
what you want, man? I got Employee of the Year over here.
That's old.
Okay. So Radio New York is up now.
That's brand new. Fresh and clean.
There you go.
So yeah. You just want to do like radio?
Yeah, go for it. Whatever joints.
All right, so now I got to do the Stretch Armstrong type reach, you know, and we good. So, yeah.
Oh, just to press a damn button.
Yeah. No, I got to love, you know, complicated setups, but.
I'm going to lay that alone.
You're going to lay everything. I don't know. Anyway, but yeah, so I'm going to get this on the air and, you know, this is radio. So, yeah, just check it out. Keep the calls coming in, 718-951-4444. You know, we enjoy company, even if y'all shy. But, you know, we don't pick on that too much. But we'll be right back, people. So stay right there.
Return to the Boombox Radio.